Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
You guys, it's G Wright coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. I hope everything is going well with you. Have a great show ahead for you. I have some of my friends, I haven't seen them in a while. I'm gonna get to them in 1 second, but you guys are in for a treat tonight. I have some of the men with from 108 Real Talk with me, and after this song, this song right here coming up, we'll get things rolling with them. We have a great show again. This is Believe by Marvin Winans. And then I'll come back. I'm going to have the men from 108 Real Talk to talk with you guys. It's a great show. Stay tuned.
You want to ahead, I think we should dig in the pool. It's a possibility. Some levels that you talk can never even involve you. I'm speaking the truth.
Let's fill it up.
Any and everything, it can all be so available to you.
Let's fill it up.
You really can change the game. All you got to do is believe it is true.
So
going on? What's going on? This is G-Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the Baltimore area. Now, I have on the phone with me the men from 108 Real Talk. First, of course, I want to introduce one of my buddies, Mr. Benjamin Pitts. Are you there,
hey,
Benjamin?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, what's up, what's up?
What's up? And then I have Troy Jones. What's going on, Troy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Doing fine. And there are a couple of new guys on here I haven't met before. Please introduce yourself.
Are they? I don't think they called in.
I don't. Okay. Yeah, I don't think they're on.
Okay, you think they're on?
Troy's not going to hold down the platform. Troy's not going to hold down the platform.
Are you guys going to hold it down?
We're going to hold it down. You got the president, Mr. Troy Jones himself, and you got Ben.
The vice president himself.
Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Listen, we are so honored to be a part of your program tonight. We got a lot of good things going on with 108 organization, you know, so we just want to invite everybody to listen and tune in. We talk about great topics. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. President and let him elaborate on, you know, what we're doing.
Let me say this real quick. Last time I saw you guys kind of threw me out there.
you guys threw me out there on
Facebook Live, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I think that was last time I saw you guys. But I want to apologize for not having done this earlier because, you know, we are boys.
Wow.
And
wow.
You guys have really encouraged me.
Well, you know, Greg, that's what we do.
That's what we do. Troy knows that.
Yeah. for the people that you know aren't in the know, you know, that was a very special moment, you know, and you know sometimes we have to go that extra mile to help people to transition over. Sometimes you can see the calling on someone, but there's certain fears or certain things that won't allow them to move forward, but you know, I think collectively we helped you get out there or just put you on, you know, because we saw something and we did it in a very fun, loving, gentle way, you know, but I think back to those times and it was hilarious, you know, because if people could have saw how you were reacting prior to going on on live, man, and now look at you—you're doing some phenomenal things, man. You're doing wonderful.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're a lot of people and doing great things.
Yes, sir.
So praise God and congratulations for not holding on to the cliff too long when we pushed you.
There you go.
You know.
And you know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and Troy will tell you that nothing's changed. We still throw each other out there. You know, each and every single week, you know, we always throw each other, you know, a hard ball just to see if we're going to be prepared to catch it. And we
Absolutely.
Always rise to the occasion. We always switch it up.
Absolutely.
That's what makes life interesting.
Absolutely.
You know what? That's so true. I want to say God bless you guys. I really appreciate you guys for having done that to me, for
God
me.
God bless you back.
You really did push me out there.
Yeah, we did. Man. It's a lot of fun, man. You are an extremely talented young man.
Yes,
and just for your listeners to know, our intro song that's you. You know, the music is, you know, from Maurice Knox, who's one of the co-hosts on the show. He did the hook and the music, and you just took that, man, and just so your listeners will know just how talented you are, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, like he came up with lyrics in less than 15 minutes, right? Was it about 15 minutes?
Yeah, he said, listen, we tried to help him. He said, no, just y'all leave me alone. Y'all give me 15 minutes and, you know, let me come back to you with what I have. And we sat around the piano and played and laughed and talked, and his brother came prepared.
In 15 minutes, in 15 minutes, man, he had it. And
that's
grace of God and your talent, man. That was amazing.
Well, praise God. You know, I'd even forgotten about that. And I, like I said, I do apologize again for not having,
man,
you know.
Stop apologizing. You good. You good, brother. Stop apologizing.
Man.
You did nothing
Absolutely.
Wrong. You good.
You did your thing, man, and you're still doing it. And, you know, I pray that your listeners will increase. I pray that they will continue to share and let people know your platform and what you're doing now. And look, hey, Ben, I'm getting ready to do it to him again. Greg, we're bringing
you
to our show. We're going to bring you to our show, Greg.
Okay.
That's good. That's
all right.
Good. And we're going to get the same. We're going to get the same.
And we want people to see your talent, see your face, and we're going to throw you in the mix once again. And, you know, we're going to continue to grow and, you know, continue to
and
keep
each
other free. When I say that, I mean your show and our show, man, as we grow together collectively, you know, that it's a good thing. Throw shots out. Make sure we visit each other's show periodically. You know, it's great things, you know, happening on both ends. You know, now with 108 Live, if people want to tune in, I'm going to give three ways that they can tune in. First, they can go and like our page, 108 Organization. Follow the page, 108 Organization. But they can also go to Ben Pitt's page, or they can go to Troy R. Jones' page, because we're going to try to make sure that we go live on these pages, you know, so that's another avenue. Actually, there's a fourth one. They can download the BBC Radio app. We're on every Wednesday at 6. We also have men and women's groups. Our men's group meet at 2114 North Charles Street every Wednesday from 7 until 8:30. Our women's group meet at 2110 North Charles Street. At a beautiful restaurant, and that's every Tuesday from 7 until 8:30. You know, so when we say we're real men with real talk, real solutions, we mean it. You know, we're going to get you. We're going to talk about it, and then we're going to give you some tools to improve your life for self, family, and community.
And the thing I love about this platform is that, you know, we're teaching men to be men. You know, we're teaching men to be better fathers. We're teaching men to be better leaders. We're teaching men to be better husbands. We're teaching men to be better doers in the community. And every single week, we make deposits into people's life that not only affect their life, but also change their whole perspective on when they take home. We give them valuable information that they can start applying that day to their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no conversation is left off the table. If it's going to empower you, it's going to help you to get over that hurdle. You know, 108 is a number for a higher level of consciousness, and that's where we're taking people, just a higher level.
Come on,
of awareness.
Man. Come on, preach it. Preach it.
And, yeah, and that's important. You know, some people really want to stay on the surface. And, Greg, you know, when you're on Facebook, the conversations that people would like to talk about can be very shallow with sex, body parts, and things like that. You know, but when we want to get to that higher level, you know, that meat and potatoes of life, we got to raise that level of conversation. We have to raise that level of awareness. And 108 is the numerological number for a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of awareness. You know, so what we stand for is right there in the name, 108.
Well, you know, I have to say this. You guys have really, really grown. I love the way you, your audience has grown. You know, we went from, I think we first, in fact, I don't think I went live with you there at the house, but you guys have moved from meeting in, I think, where were you meeting at before? Like in a coffee shop?
Oh, yeah. We met at Starbucks,
yeah.
And now you guys are meeting in the studio. Tell us, how was that transition?
It's not always the easy transition. It's not always easy. The transition wasn't easy because you realize going from a cafe. Ben and I was just talking about this earlier today, that you know you go from that cafe setting, which gives you a different atmosphere. And then you're in a radio studio, microphones, and, you know, we're going live.
And the
energy.
Right.
Yes, you know, it's a lot. Trying to the more people communicate with us, it's more conversations you have to have or respond to questions. So it's fun, it's energetic, but it does require work and
the other thing I'm gonna add too, Troy, is that, you know, we're learning different things. I mean, you know, we have never been on a soundboard before. You know, we have never been positioning cameras and things, the technical side of the business we're learning as well. So when we asked God to increase our territory, we had no idea that he was going to expand our knowledge base as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at God. Look how God just moved.
Yeah.
Like that.
And, you know, I mean, Troy, if you can just, you know, just tell the listeners, you know, how did 108 start? I mean, I know, you know, all about it, but people may say, you know, well, what is 108? Can you just share the phenomenal, how God put this whole vision into your mind and just how it came about, if you don't mind?
No, I don't mind that, absolutely. I started a men's group, having gone through an abusive relationship, you know, so I'm a survivor of the domestic abuse. And I realized that there wasn't a platform for men. I tried going to support groups. I tried going to a lot of places where I thought I would receive help, but nothing was specific for men. You know, so I could go to a men and women's group, but I didn't want to offend the women. There was a platform for gay men, and I thought it was great, but I'm not a gay man. And I really wanted to talk about the hurt
right.
and pain that I was going through. And God placed it on my heart that go ahead and start, create a place. You know, so I wrote this, I wrote the curriculum. So the men's group is curriculum-based. Men started coming. It started off with one guy calling in from the Eastern Shore. And, you know, I love that. I told God that if he puts one man in front of me or one person in front of me, I'll talk to them as if it was a million. Talk to him as if it was a million people. And when he put a million people in front of me, I'll talk to them as if it's just one person. And I stayed true to that because I felt like one life, just one life, was really worth saving if God could reach that person through me. So as we received another platform, a restaurant opened up their doors and said, hey, you can come on in and have your men's group here. I thought that was great. And I realized, wow, you know, a lot of people they're not aware of what I'm doing. Periscope, I don't know if people are familiar with Periscope through Twitter. I would go on Periscope and just talk about, hey, come on out to the men's group, and this is what we're doing. And people started asking questions, and I thought, wow, okay, well, you know, let me just stay on Periscope a little longer. Periscope is really tricky with the Internet, you know, so I started losing followers because it wasn't consistent. And then Facebook Live, Facebook started with theirs and opened it up. I was like, wow, okay. So I was like, okay, well, 108 Live, you know, I thought that was appropriate. And once a week,
Troy's been a little shy, but I mean, let me tell you, when we started going Facebook Live, I mean, our viewers went from, you know, just a couple of hundred, and I think, you know, our max was over 4,000 one week. So, I mean,
it jumped up.
And
there,
for me, you know, what attracted me about the opportunity is that, you know, Troy and I, our friendship goes back, you know, 30 plus years, but you know, we attended the same high school.
Let's take off that zero. That's too old.
Yeah. Well, this brother likes to joke a lot. But you see, we, I mean, our friendship, you know, spans several generations. Let's say that.
Okay.
And, you know, over the years, we lost some contact. And then, you know, I started, you know, watching his program, and you know, one day I was just glued to it, and I couldn't stop, and you know, and then I was like, what is this brother talking about? And I started listening, and then I inboxed him one day, and then we set up a meeting, and we kind of talked, and you know, I was like, well, you know, count me on, you know, I want to be a part of this mission, because I just believe, you know, in his vision and where he wanted to take this organization, and you know, what I found is that as men, we don't necessarily have a platform where we can come and just talk. And when I tell you that God has really, you know, blessed me with a band of brothers that I know if I need something, they're there for me, you know, and it's a no judgment zone. I mean, you know, every time that we see each other, we embrace each other, we tell each other we love each other, and, you know, we uplift each other, whether, you know, any of us are at a financial hardship or, you know, any of us just going through relationship problems or just problems in life, because, you know, as men, you know, we believe, or some of us believe that, you know, it's not okay for us to show our vulnerable side, or it's not okay for us to cry, it's not okay for us to talk about. I mean, because, you know, for so many people, we are the head of the house, and we govern ourselves to be strong because that's what our fathers installed in us. But the reality is that when some of us have a meltdown, we don't know how to deal with it. So every time that I sit down with, you know, Troy and Mo and Ken in the topics that we discuss, man, it's like, you know, and Troy and I, he'll tell you that we dive right in and we talk about things that just change people's life and challenge people to live different life. And, you know, we talk about things that make people uncomfortable. Sometimes it makes us uncomfortable.
I was going to say that, Ben, that it's not that it's really us healing us, because we may,
you know,
Ben and I are known for doing our research and really getting the meat of. But there are times, Greg, where the audience will challenge us, and we're like, wow, you know, I hadn't quite thought of it like that.
Right.
So it's
Can you give it? Can you give an example? Can you give an example of that real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to?
Absolutely.
Or do you want to do it, Troy?
Yeah, go ahead, Ben. No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, our show yesterday, you know, was about believers versus non-believers. And, you know, we had a representation from the faith-based organization. We had two individuals that were atheists that just did not believe in God. And I saw it from different perspectives. I saw it being on the host side. But what I failed to realize is that, you know, because when you start talking about religion and you start talking about principles and what people believe, that's something that people are very passionate about.
Yeah.
And from talking to Troy, he helped me to realize that, you know, our platform was a place of healing. And instead of me, you know, seeing that we had people on the platform that was hurt, and these are people that came right out and said, I don't believe in God. And Troy reminded me that, Ben, whether they knew it or not, we was actually having church. They just didn't know it. You know, because church is a place where it's a hospital. Church is a place where people can come and talk about things, and where you can, you know, heal the sick. And our platform was healing the sick, and I just didn't know it. So, you know, my level of being able to be a student and learning and my knowledge base has definitely increased as a result of us challenging each other to, you know, think outside the box. You may see one thing, one way, but it's something totally, totally different.
Yeah, and Greg, and that's what thank you, Ben. That's a blessing. I think for men, that's one of the things that we miss growing up because of social norms and stigmas, that it's okay to be challenged and challenging each other in a good way. And our show brings that to you live every week.
Right.
It's real time, real conversation. We can't hide if we're offended or upset or frustrated. It comes out right then and there, but it just pushes us to be better and better stewards of God. You know, when you say that you want your ministry to grow, like Ben said, you have no idea what you're really asking for, but that forces you to walk in faith. And it's a blessing to have these brothers around me, because I wouldn't be able to do it. And we challenge each other off air too. Ben says I'm the funny guy. Ben will keep you in stitches all day.
I'm the shy one out of the group. But Greg, you know that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. Thank you.
I'm the shy one out of the group.
But what he does, Greg, every day, that's a blessing. You can rest assured that every day, and I want people to, your listeners, I'm going to challenge every listener on your show today to take a page out of Ben's book. Every single day, you're going to receive an uplifting message from Ben. Regardless of what he's going through, what he's feeling in his personal life, or what he's going through in his professional life, he reach out to those people that he shares love with and he sends them an encouraging message every single day. And that in itself is very uplifting.
Yes, I am a recipient.
Okay, wonderful. So you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That is an
Thank
amazing thing to be able to do that.
You know,
and we
have
fun. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, first of all, you know what? You guys, I think you guys can talk more than I can talk. Which is good, that's a good thing. And I met you guys. I said, y'all go ahead and just run the show. I'm just going to be here and be a spectator because you guys got it going on.
No. Listen, we're here to support you.
Hey, listen, you are supporting and you're spreading that knowledge. And I love the way you guys interact. And I want to say this, you don't see too many men who actually do what you guys are doing and work well together. And I'd say you don't see too many, as my mother and I would say, black men doing what you guys are doing right now. You know,
I would say I don't think anything or anybody on earth could have orchestrated this platform the way that God orchestrated it. Because I don't think under normal circumstances any of us would have sat down for a long gated period as we had to sit down and have the kind of conversation. And what you see on air is very genuine. That you see the raw emotions, you see the laughter, and you know you see the bond that was just formed over a very quick period of time. I mean, it wasn't something that we have to work at. It's just something that came natural.
Wow.
Very true.
You know, I'm just going to say, for a man, let's say, who might say, you know what, I don't know about speaking to other men about my things, you know, because some men have that disillusionment that, you know, keep everything bottled in and never to speak and you just deal with it. What would you say to that person who's listening, who's thinking that right now?
The person that just want to bottle things in, and I just want to make sure I heard the question right.
Okay.
The people that
person,
just things in.
I'll say it again. A person who is listening, a man who wants to come out there, who wants to be a part, but is not sure about being a part, what would you have to say to that person? What would you say to that person who is struggling and they need to talk to you guys? They want to come and tune in. They want to be active, become more active, but are afraid to just break that barrier that, you know, that men that we often sometimes build up for ourselves. What would both of you guys say to that person?
I would say that if they are able to acknowledge the fact that they want to but can't, that's a great start. Yeah, because those are some of the things that we grow into, and sometimes we don't even give a second thought as to why we feel that way. Secondly, they can tune in and watch, you know, and, you know, maybe that's the place that they want to start. But ultimately, I would say you don't know what's on the other side until you actually go, you know, and sometimes you have to be a little uncomfortable to get that blessing that you want. You got to step out of that familiar territory and actually be a little inquisitive, be a little curious. And the worst thing that's going to happen is that you'll find out, hey, this isn't for me. But the most that you got out of that is that you stepped outside of your comfort zone and you broke the stigma in that instant that men have in terms of being complacent or just want to go to work or just want sex or, you know, just want to drink a beer and watch sports. You broke the stigma, especially as a black man. You truly want to save your family, that you truly want to save your community, and you're willing to take steps to do that. So just acknowledging if you're in a stagnant place and you want something better is a blessing within itself. The harder steps come that's the hardest step to acknowledge it. The easier step comes is just getting out of your home and coming down to 2114 North Charles Street and being a part. And if you can't do that, just tune in and watch, download the BBC radio app or tune to 108 organization to watch it live.
You know what I was going to add is that we actually had you know, one of our co-hosts, Ken, who I invited him to come to the platform just to come. And I remember him back in August when we sat down, and he said, "But I'm not going to say anything." And before you knew it, you know, brick by brick, he started to let that wall down because he knew that he was in an environment that could be trusted. He felt that he was in a safe environment. And, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, what we talk about on air, you know, is totally different than what we talk about in the B6 Men group, because, you know, that group is closed off, and, you know, that group is you know, we have that level of whatever we talk about in this room stays there. And we have to trust each other to know that it's not going to go beyond these doors. Now, when we're on air, you know, we're talking about things that we want to inspire people to be better people. And, you know, again, you got four different perspectives. You got, you know, Troy Hougrain, who has an elaborate expertise in the mental health and the social service aspect. And he brings the very strategic clinical piece to why people think the way that they do. Then you have, you know, Mo and Ken, who bring the street. You know, they're going to tell it like it is. And, you know, Mo brings the Myrtle piece to it, you know, talking about, you know, the pros of you know, having a supportive wife in his aspect. You know, and then you have myself, who just no telling what you're going to get. you know, the truth.
Well,
but,
well,
I mean,
Ben,
but
say, you know, don't sell yourself short, Ben. Ben, you bring a level of – Ben's line is statistically, you know, science says – like, Ben really does research. You know, he's going to give you a lot of backstory as to why, especially as men, we've gotten to this point, you know. So, yeah, he's going to put that in your face, you know. And you don't know what you're going to – you don't know how he's going to put it in your face, but you better believe he's going to put it in your face, and he's going to have some history behind it as well.
Yeah, so, you know, thank you for that. But you got four groups. And you got four guys who just come together to have fun, and we talk about things that we don't put pressure on people to talk. Mm-hmm. We don't put pressure on people to share. If you want to share something, you know, we're there to encourage you. I mean, and Troy can even talk about, you know, the incident that happened, you know, where somebody needed help, and we immediately stopped to provide help to the person in need. I mean, that's what you get when you join the 108 organization. You get people that's just not about – I mean, I can recall one time that we was on a show live, and we had a homeless man that came in. And, you know, the man didn't want to be on air, but the way that he spoke, and after, you know, the show ended, you know, we provided resources to this individual. And this stuff isn't orchestrated. This stuff isn't something that's done for show. This stuff is who we are.
Yes.
Wow.
We helped at least three men find homes, shelter.
Right.
We've helped at least five men obtain employment. You know, so this is really who we are, and God has allowed the platform. And Greg, I want to tell you this, that we haven't charged anyone a single penny.
Wow.
No, it's all God's work. It's all God's work. And because, you know, Troy's vision, and because of what he has strategized, I mean, people are starting to notice what we're doing. You know, 108 organization just got an award, you know, for bringing, you know, clean, bringing uplifting commentary to the B&B area. I mean, no other platform out there right now is doing what we're doing. So, you know, people are starting to notice, you know, what we're doing.
We were excited. We were invited to Morgan State. They have an author expo that has grown. We were invited there. And on March 22nd, we have our first on-the-road interview. We're traveling to New York to interview a well-known author and pastor, Delano Johnson. So we're starting to – and people – this isn't – we're not seeking – you know, God is sending people to us. We're not asking. We're just being diligent. You know, and you know, it's a remarkable experience.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing to see how God has. I sat there as you were talking about what you're going to do, and it's amazing to see what God has done. what God is doing, what he's going to continue to do in your ministry.
Amen.
That is just so amazing.
Amen.
Hey, you were there. Well, we're proud of you too, Greg, man. You're doing great, man. Your music is phenomenal. Your topics are really good.
Thank you.
And you know what we find, you know, Greg, is that, you know, there are a lot of people out there that's hurting. You know, whether you are in a storm, whether you are coming out of a storm, or whether you are about to go into a storm, we want to equip you with the resources to handle that storm. And we want to meet you where you are and give you the resources to help you, because we all have been there. Maybe not necessarily the same journey that you have traveled, but we all have been there. And, you know, I pride myself, and we always tell people, you know, that you got to find five people in your life that you can go to, you can talk to, that people know your medical history, people know, you know, your ups, your downs, you know, they know how to reach your next of kin. Because I think if you find those, and this is just a snippet of what we teach people.
Wow, that's amazing. That right there is amazing, because it is really about meeting people where they are. And one of the things you said, Troy, was about the whole piece about being uncomfortable. My mentor, Dr. Wagner, Nicole Wagner, one of the things that she had always said on a show was learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. There's a lot of truth with that. You know, it's not an easy thing, but I'll just definitely say this. Having brothers like you guys who are encouraging, and like you've encouraged me, like, you know, you've given me words of wisdom, words of advice. You come through, you say, hey, how are you doing? You know, you guys check up on me, you know, and I really, really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Man, that's what we do. I mean, we're all in this thing together. And, you know, if each and every single one of your listeners can reach one, just think about the impact that we can have. If each one of your listeners decided to just give something back to somebody, just think about the phenomenal impact that we could have across this country. There's no reason why other states can't expand into the 108 brand. I mean, we got the ingredient to make it happen.
Wow.
It's gonna happen.
It definitely is. You know, and let me ask a question. So when could people come? How many days a week do you guys get together? Have you thought about expanding your time on air?
Wow, really good question, Greg. Thank you. We meet once a week. The live show airs once a week for an hour on Wednesdays from 6 until 7. And yes, we have considered, and we're talking about expanding that time. And sometimes, you know, if God puts you on a path, you're going to grow. You know, there's no way I can't see us only doing this once a week in the future because we're growing so fast. We're definitely going to branch out. And because 108 Live is just one facet of the brand. It's 108 Organization, which is layers, and 108 Live is just one of the dynamics. However, the 108 Live is great because that goes where the organization goes, so we can broadcast live from anywhere, no matter what we're doing. So that I love how God designed us to do that. But yes, we're growing. I'm glad that God is allowing us to grow at a moderate pace. because it's still the infrastructure, as you know, as you're growing, you still have to make sure the infrastructure is just as tight and strong. And, you know, so God is allowing us to be able to continue to tighten that as we go. yeah, we're definitely going to. We can see it. We feel it. Like we talk about, we have a meeting every actually when we finish the show, we're going right into a meeting. So
right.
Well, you know, the thing too is that when Troy wrote the curriculum, it was actually written to be on television. So
yeah,
we just believe that this is just a stepping stone for us. You know.
Oh yeah.
People are going to be able to go to that platform and see us because, you know, that's how we created this thing to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, look at God. God is definitely amazing. God's definitely at work here. And, you know, one thing about it that you guys definitely are definitely guys who you definitely plan. You look at the whole picture. You get together. You're very, very diligent. You guys do your due diligence. And
amen.
God's gonna bless that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Greg. I would like to share with your listening audience that you can't do it without a team. You know, and as men, when we lead our families and lead our community, you got to be open. I love what you said, that you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Right.
And a leader, you know, you're not a dictator, not all the time. I guess sometimes you have to be, but, you know, I would say 98% of the time as a leader, you have to be open to what the people are needing so you can help them to obtain that or give that or show them and model that. And this team, Ben and Mo and Ken, we keep each other grounded, you know. So I want to encourage your listeners, get your team, you know, and work with your team. But, you know, go back and forth. You know, we have LDP, you know, but we don't leave it without expressing love. That's healthy. You know, it's okay to be challenged. It's okay. You got to get you have to allow your team to make you uncomfortable so you can grow. You know, and that's the beautiful. That's the beautiful part of it, because that growth builds that strength, and that strength comes across to everyone that's going to
be everything that we do, and everything that we do. Very good point.
So you guys have already even talked about what's coming up next, what you guys are going to do next. I know you guys are probably getting set up right now for your meeting, right?
We have a 7 o'clock weekly meeting to talk about next week's topic and talk about some upcoming things that we have that's going to be jumping off very, very, very soon.
Yeah, strategic plan.
It's strategic. You know, that's a key word, you said strategic. Strategic. Everything has to be strategic. We talk about that even in counseling, that everything has to be strategic. And when you're really specific and you're strategic, you can really really make sure that you're on the right path. And if you're not, God will help you in your due diligence.
Yes, he
Yes, he will. The planning is key. And because at least you have a format. You have, not that everything is going to be executed exactly right, but you have
a map.
Goal.
You have a map, and you kind of know where you're going.
To follow. And we definitely make sure there's equal say. You know, we all have an opportunity to express the direction. Each topic comes from a different guy. You know, so Ben may choose a topic, Ken or Mo or myself, and then we plan around that to elevate, you know, each other. You know, and I just want to encourage everyone to what you see is really just a model of a relationship. You know, and and that's what we're ultimately building. We're helping people to have a better relationship by modeling a relationship. You know, we put it out there every week for the audience and for the people. I'm gonna use that. You have to be uncomfortable being. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable,
sure. Thank you. So, and that's what we do. We put it right out there for you every week, and we try to get better and deeper and more creative. And you know that's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Most definitely. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
For someone who might be going through And I'm not keeping too long because I know you guys are getting ready and getting prepared for your meeting. But are there any last minute words that you would have for someone who's listening, who might? Here's another scenario: someone who can. Let me ask a question: do you guys have it where people can actually come while you're doing this show, or is it just the men part that's separate?
That's a two part. When we first got to the radio station, we felt that we needed to give ourselves time just for us to be. But what I think God is pushing us to do is maintain that level of openness where people can come in. It's something appealing about that. If people would like to visit the show live, you know, as part of the studio audience, I encourage them to write in. You know, you can write in. You can either go to the 108 organization page and inbox us, or, you know, all four of us will get it. Or you can go to Ben Pitt's page, inbox him, or you can go to Troy R. Jones' page and inbox me. If you want to be a part of the studio audience, we would love to have you there. The men's group, again, it's 2114 North Charles Street here in Baltimore, Maryland. That's open. You know, you can come in, and that's exclusive. That's not aired or anything. What happens in that group stays in that group. You know, the information that you receive in that group, you can take that out and utilize it. But that's following immediately after the show. The show is from 6 until 7. And the B6 men's group is from 7 until 8:30.
Wow, that's so awesome that what you guys are doing is just so awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Praise.
And I'd like to say,
just the vessel, Greg. We're just the vessel.
Yes, and you're opening up yourself. Yes.
Yeah, I said we're just the vessel. We only can do what God allows us to do. So we're just students like everybody else.
Yeah, yep, I like your humility. You know, but you know, it's like sometimes we're in that moment where we're teachers, and then some of those times we're in that moment where we're learners. And you guys are really teaching, and you're also teachable. That's excellent.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I agree. I want to say this. 108 Live, real talk with real men, real solutions. I've gotten a lot of people saying, well, it's just for men. No. You're just hearing the perspective from men. You know, but anyone can come to the show, and we want men, women, it doesn't matter. It's just that you mentioned it earlier, Greg. Black men, I don't hear a platform like this. You know, there's a lot of black men in radio, but it's a lot of times it's one-sided. It's them talking to you.
Right.
This is an inclusive conversation. You know, we want you to engage. It's a family. It's like a family reunion every week. You know, come on over. You know, we're going to talk about this thing. You know, and that's
right.
Men, women, it doesn't matter. It's inclusive. However, the B6 men's group is just for men. The B6 women's group, that's just for women, and that's where you find that exclusive piece. So I just wanted to put that out there so people would know the difference.
Well, and I'm glad you did that because I was actually going to ask you that question. I was thinking about that.
Okay,
you know,
great.
Now I'm looking forward to having some good feedback. You know, I will say that there are women who are listening right now. So, you know, so I just want you to know that
wonderful.
Some women are listening. You know, they're tuning in.
We love the fact that the women are listening because, listen, we can't have a healthy relationship if we exclude one or the other. You know, we can't provide all of these resources and places for women and nothing for men. You know, we can't, you know, provide so much for men and, you know, want to look down on our women. You know, we need each other. And unfortunately, we don't always have the tools to have a healthy relationship. You know, we're not just talking about sexual or intimate relationship. We're talking about a relationship, building that foundation with people, you know, to have fun.
Right.
And it brings such a quality. The quality of my life has truly changed since Ben, Mo, and Ken has come into it. And Greg, you listen, when I watch your show, when I'm looking live, man, it brings joy to my heart because I know your backstory. You know what I mean? I'm like, look at this
right.
dude. If guys only knew, if people only knew, like, what he was going through, and now he's so comfortable on there. You know, your temperament, your patience, and that just comes from a relationship. You trusted us enough when we
yes.
did that. You're like, okay, I'm fearful, but all right, I'm with you guys. Let's do it. And
you know, I tried to get out of it. You remember I tried to get out of it?
You did. And Ben said no. He locked the door. You ain't going nowhere. You're doing it. You're doing it. And that's a very loving way. And so I want the women to know that all men aren't brutes. You know, we laugh, we joke, we're sensitive. You know, we're emotional. And we bring that to the table, you know. So thank you for allowing us to be on your show this evening.
Oh, God bless you guys. Thank you guys for coming through. We got to do this again. Next time, maybe we can do this in person, and we can meet up somewhere.
Oh, that sounds good. That
you know.
Well,
I want to say God bless
you on that show, Greg.
We're getting you in there. Okay. Just tell me when, and I'll be there, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, pray God will bless you guys. And again, thank you for coming tonight on the show. I'm going to let you
Absolutely.
Guys go because I know that you guys are about to get started with your meeting.
Yes. Look, Ben. We don't want Ben to get upset. Ben said 7 o'clock, we got to be
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
You better be there, right?
You better be there. Greg, thank you so much, man. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. God bless
you guys. We love you, brother. We love you, man, and thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. Praise God. May all your listeners be blessed and encouraged and be willing to take that leap of faith, Greg. Talk to them about
yes.
this. Talk to them about what it was that you were feeling and how just taking that leap of faith, man, just opened up doors for you. You know what I mean? Just think,
yeah.
I want people to be encouraged. And you're a perfect example for your listeners of stepping out on that faith, man. You're a phenomenal guy. Thank you for having us on the show, brother.
Thanks so much. God bless you guys, okay?
God bless you. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. You know, guys, I'm glad for you guys who are with me right now. I'm going to end the show. I'm going with this. I'm talking a little bit about this real quick. One of the things that happened in that meeting that Troy Jones and Benjamin Pitts were talking about was one of the things that they were talking about was what happened that night that they actually pushed me out there to actually do the show, not even do the show, but we were talking about their show, and it was Benjamin's. I'm gonna say Ben. I call him Ben. That was Ben's suggestion that I go on Facebook Live and I sing and play, and Troy was like, "Yes, you need to do that. You need to do that." And I was like, "No, I'm not gonna do it. Look at me. I'm feeling overweight. I can't do this thing, and you guys expect me to do it." And they was like, "No, you got to do it. You got to do it. You can do this. You can do this." And I tried to get out of it, but they were not hearing no. And what happened was that I got a whole bunch of hits, and I was playing Ben's piano, and what happened basically was that God began to show me, you can do this. You know, don't allow those things you think that you might be insecure about to keep you from doing what God has called you to do. If you're feeling insecure about some things, just know that you can make it. Just know that you can do this thing. You can make it, you know. And so I pressed through, even through my insecurities. I pressed through. And I said, you know what? I'm going to believe God. And I trust these guys. I actually did the Facebook Live. Now, since I've done that, I do Facebook Live every week, as well as Blog Talk Radio. And it's been a great opportunity for me to connect with my listeners visually, for them to connect with me. And it's amazing how God has been building up my ministry through Facebook Live. The point is this, whatever it is God is telling you to do, you might feel that you're uncomfortable with it, but I just want you to know that you can make it. I want you to know that you can make it. I want you to know that no matter what you are experiencing, you can make it. And that's what I went through. What I'm going to do now, today I'm going to end the show with Dance by the Three Winans Brothers with the Clark Sisters. Hope you guys like this track. I want to say God bless you. Whatever it is that God has placed in your heart and then and in your mind to do, believe him to do it. Take that leap of faith. Just go ahead and do it, even in your uncomfortability. God can make a difference. And he can catapult you to the next level if you are willing to take that leap. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday from 9 to 10. Have a good evening. Don't forget to check out my music on iTunes. Just look for G-Wright and my official website, gwrightonline.com. God bless you.
Dance.
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 Makes me dance.
Come on.
Just like